Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is September the 13th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Daniel, chapters 7 to 9. God always fulfills His prophecies. We read in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14 like this. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought Him near before Him. Then to Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. This vision of Daniel in chapter 7 ends with one like the Son of Man coming before the Ancient of Days to receive an eternal kingdom with those of all nations in His service, which is a kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, that we read in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. The Son of Man who came to the Ancient of Days is the Son of God, approaching God the Father, who sits as a judge in court. Here, the Old Testament clearly presents the Father and the Son as two separate persons within the Trinity. The Lord Jesus Christ is given universal dominion, a kingdom, the one which shall never be superseded. His deity is indicated by His coming on the clouds of heaven, by the worship that He receives, and by the eternity of His kingdom. The vision depicts the kingdom era or the millennium. The entire vision is explained to Daniel so that he can know the course of the world history, culminating in the ultimate triumph of God's kingdom on earth. In this vision, Daniel saw one like the Son of Man, indicating that he is not a man in the strict sense, but rather the perfect representation of humanity. Jewish and Christian expositors have identified this individual as the Messiah. The expression Son of Man is used 69 times in the Synoptic Gospels and 12 times in the Gospel of John to refer to Jesus Christ. It is a title Jesus most often used of Himself. Elsewhere in the Old Testament, it is only God who comes on the clouds, that we read in Psalms 104 verse 3, and Isaiah chapter 19 verse 1. Accordingly, the Son of Man originates in heaven and comes by divine initiative. The commencement of Christ's everlasting dominion will take place at His second coming. Daniel's dream is part messianic, announcing that the Messiah's coming will inaugurate a new phase of God's rule on earth. Christ did this by bringing the kingdom of God into human experience. And Christ will one day establish a righteous kingdom that nobody will overthrow. Remember, God always fulfills His prophecies. We read in Revelation chapter 1 verse 7, Behold, He, that is Jesus Christ, is coming with clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of Him. Even so, Amen.